This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and just a chill reminder that if I barely know you or your faults, I'm totally horny for you.
I'm Brandi Posey, and get your ballet toes the fuck away from me.
They are gnarly.
They
are fucking gnarly.
I'm Tess Barker, and I guess we seriously have to figure out what to wear and eat like every single day, huh?
Yep. This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Show for everyone, that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
That's our tagline.
Nice.
Yeah, very like it.
It's all about like the
How
repetition builds the
that?
Brand.
Just like a lot of workshopping, a lot of like groupthink. Yeah. I think we had a whiteboard.
Yeah, you don't remember the whiteboard?
Yeah.
With so many words on it.
Yeah. Okay, I remember words.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, it's that thing where you say like, if monkeys, you put them in a room for long enough, they write Shakespeare.
Oh, right.
Like we did it for a truncated version and they came up with our tagline.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. We wrote Shakespeare, nice. Basically.
Yeah. Exactly.
See, I love a whiteboard. I just, because I think that means I'm being productive just because it's around.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Not, it's not. It's
well,
not at all.
I'll write two things on it and that will be the only thing that goes up there for years.
Yeah. I'm a huge whiteboarder.
Yeah.
I have several whiteboards. I use them.
Yeah.
I like, I
How
love
do you
everything.
Remember
about them?
To look at them because I just don't remember. I can put notes everywhere, but as soon as they're in my line of vision, they don't exist anymore.
Like, block
I don't
them
really?
Out.
It's all just white. It's like white noise, but for my eyes.
Oh. Yeah. See, I reference it a lot and I like find it easy to like work things out on a whiteboard more so than like any other like pen or paper or anything.
I think I just think that if a whiteboard's around, I could be a whiteboard person, but I'm not.
Yeah. I get
it's
that.
Good to know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
By the
Should
way,
I do a thing too?
No, you want to.
You can just tweet
if you want. By the way, fourth voice, Carmen Morales.
What's
everybody?
Up, everybody?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? I'm a fucking lady. Yeah.
She's
yeah,
a fucking
me
lady.
Too.
She's
yeah.
got a fucking podcast called No Sir, I Don't Like It, which you should check out with Brian Vokey. Very funny people.
Hell yeah.
You guys have a tagline?
Oh, no,
sir, I don't like it. Is
no,
that
it's,
a tagline?
Yes.
No,
we don't think about the business side of it at all. We just say as many fucked up things as possible for an hour. And then I go, all right, Brian, I think they've had enough. And
Sweet.
Then we turn off the recorder.
Keep it
I'm
raw.
A good cop to his very bad, very, very bad cop.
He's
okay.
A
Sweet. Sounds
very
great.
Bad cop boy.
It's the horse from Ren and Stimpy, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very like on the nose premise. It's just, we just talk about shit we don't like. And then I've noticed based on the how people have lived their lives is based on like what they consider things that are like significant mm-hmm. enough that they don't like. Because everybody's things yeah. are different.
Mm-hmm.
And plus it's an endless well. I never run out of comics and I never run out of shit that they don't like.
For
so
sure.
It's
ballet toes got right. a big problem
yeah,
with
so them. I have some questions about those.
It's mostly just like that image
because
of like
disgusting
the beautiful point and then the filth, the one that's just like all the toenails are broken and all fucked up. And I'm like, yeah, okay, we get it. It pops up in my life a lot.
Right.
And wait, I just, why? Like, how many ballerinas like, are you hanging out with?
I know.
It's
I'm
just like
jealous.
It's like a thing of just like a Twitter or like I see it on social media a lot or like maybe not a lot, but like enough. It's enough.
But it I can is see literally it. Ballerinas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's just the toe, because learning toe.
Oh, you know, I'm familiar.
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah,
like, it's... you run marathons. I know it fucks up your feet, and I appreciate that, and I respect
nips,
you for
your
it.
Poor fucking nips,
huge,
dude.
Huge toll on the nips.
Yeah.
Although it's worse for men, because we have a bra to shield us.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I know your feet. I respect your feet. I don't need to see them all the time. Especially
no,
when I'm just trying to.
I don't post my feet, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know what I have.
You should only be posting your feet for money anyways.
That's when it comes down to it, your fucking toes shouldn't be on the internet unless you're getting paid for it.
Yes, so true. Absolutely. Their foot fingers. Yes. Get them out of here.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Dude, any picture of me, my feet are cut off. You have to fucking Venmo me for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a guy did try to get me to send.
Wait, you're on Wiki Feet,
oh, yeah.
Right?
I don't know if I am. I want to check that now.
We were trying to negotiate a rate for you.
We were.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. And yeah, dude, I was, I remember I dated a foot guy and he would beg me. He was like, please let me put your feet. So my, you know,
oh
so the
God,
community can
I'm
see
on
them. And I was like, get the fuck out. Give me fucking money.
At what point
was
he
willing to pony up?
Hmm?
Was
he
well, I mean, to... I was dating him, so it's different.
Yeah, oh, yeah, this yeah, is yeah. so creepy. Yeah. It's my Instagram photos.
Barb, you're definitely on here.
Barb's
so
on Wiki Feet.
Wait, Barbara, yeah. four out of five stars.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You
guys
cute feet, baby.
So fucking weird.
Yeah, guys are jerking off to your feet. Yep.
I wanna you can't even really see them in these pictures.
No.
These are bad.
That doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look how small my head looks in the pool when it makes me laugh every time.
That's so good.
Yeah. More Barbara Gray feet.
People who like Barbara Gray's feet also like, and then they have suggestions.
Ooh, who are the...
If you like Babs' feet, you might also like.
Oh my
this
God.
Is so funny.
This is amazing.
Frida Wolf, Josie Harris.
Oh
what is? Yeah,
God.
This is hilarious. There's a comment section, but there's no comments.
Oh, man.
I'm definitely writing
well,
comments.
Well, someone rated
here.
You clearly.
Got any more Barbara Gray feet pictures? I should just send them really nasty ones.
Wait, rating stats, 5 total votes, 2 beautiful. Full, 1 nice, 2 okay.
How did I get 4 stars for that then? That seems like less than.
I don't
know. Okay, here's the rating system. Beautiful, nice, okay, bad, ugly.
Yeah.
So you got nice.
I got nice.
You got 1 nice. Yeah. 2
I got
beautiful.
1 nice, 2 beautiful.
1, 2 okay.
Ew, it's so. Because, like, the thing is. Obviously, I know if you put a thirst trap picture out there on the internet, like,
yeah.
I know...
The thirst
yes.
will be quenched.
I
someone
know,
will
yeah.
quench
I know
that
there are people out there quenching the thirst. I know that, but I don't like to think about it.
Sure.
You can't think about it too much, you know? So this is weird, because someone put an effort to...
Yeah.
To put these somewhere else.
And not to like freak you out, but also what disturbs me about it is like it's not just like a bot made this.
No.
No. Someone pulled these photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like it's like a legit like underground community. The foot guy. Which is weird because it's like it's one of the most common fetishes out of all of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do you guys feel the need? Like we all know. Like anytime a male compliments your toenail polish or your color or any of that, they want to fuck your feet, dude.
Yeah.
They want to fuck your feet.
Like
now
signal.
I'm seeing that I have a weird space between my
your
little
toes?
Toe and my big toe and my
but
other.
But you know what? That's probably part
They're
of what I like
it.
About it.
Yeah, that's
it has
a part
characters.
Of it.
I mean, yeah, it's just like a chick with a snaggle tooth. Like, oh,
exactly.
She's got some shit going on there. Yeah.
Exactly. It's the Lauren
Check
Hutton
it out.
Thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. See, I don't even fuck with it because like I have such nasty feet. I feel like I've kind of like... gotten off
have you
free.
Looked and seen if you're on there
I just checked
okay
I'm not on
1 out of 5 wait there's another one
I oh. did date a guy who was into feet though
yeah
how much because there's like there's different kinds too there's also variations
it was a decent amount but everything else about him was also so weird that the foot thing was like kind of blended in with the other weird things
yeah
you know
yeah.
like this guy took me on a date to 24 hour fitness so like feet were the least of
that
my
guy.
Problems
what
yeah
well, that's where he's getting his
he took me
his
on a
rocks
fucking
off
date to 24 hour fitness
or did he want to sniff you after or something was he one of those guys
no
that could have been it.
Maybe he was into so much weird shit yeah maybe but I think he just got off on like the idea that I also like to work out
oh yeah
wow
but like not even Equinox 24 hour fitness not even a Powerade water bottles at the 24 hour fitness
did you get like a free day free thing
I did get to go in on his guest pass
okay
nice.
Great
yeah.
nice.
Awesome. At least yeah he didn't have to pay to work out on a date that sounds like a bummer especially if he's not like Jason Momoa hot
yeah.
or whatever
no
you know
he
what
certainly
I mean?
Was not
where it's like okay no I'll watch no please
no I watch
yeah,
you watch
I do the same thing with video guys. Games I don't even play I just love to watch.
I'm surprised I don't creep on people at the gym more now that you're saying that. Because I love watching buff guys work out.
I just like being in my own. If I ever go to one, I'm like, no one else exists. Mm-hmm. I don't want this, you know.
No, me too. Yeah. But like there's shirtless buff guy. I do love a topless guy on a hike.
Yeah.
Some good eye candy.
Yeah, some of them.
Some of them.
Some of them.
Yeah, there's a percentage of that I'll work with for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tess is going camping this weekend.
I'm going like hardcore backpacking. My husband, like, I was like, whatever you want to do, we can go to Catalina. Yeah. I thought some really romantic ideas. I was Catalina, Big Sur, Santa Barbara. What did he come back with? We're going to go rugged backpacking and with no water. No toilets.
What do you mean no water?
We're going to be drinking creek water.
Because water's too heavy, so they're bringing like a thing to filter water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I might get like
dysentery. Get a worm of some kind for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. Creek water's fine.
I know. I'm like, I should probably, like, I am an adventurous person, so part of me is like, I want to see how cool I can be with this.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think...
So what's the plan, like, exactly?
We're, like, hiking in the wilderness nonstop for, like, 2 days.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Do you have, like, destinations on the hike? Like, what's the thing that you're going to be like, we did it?
Or is it just... I guess we just stop when we fall.
Like, they stop when... Okay. They're going to fuck on the peak of the mountain.
Yeah, when I see the bear, we're going to turn around and walk back.
Yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah, but, like, you have to carry everything you on you. So anything that you literally can't haul up a mountain, you can't have with you.
Yeah, she's got this thing that, like, it boils the water instantly, and then you got to wait for it to cool down, and then you can drink it, and then it's fine. Which is interesting. I thought it was an earthquake prepared thing. And then I was like, no, it's for our hike.
Yeah, it's for our impending.
But if you boil it, then there's no nutrients in it, which you're going to need because you're going to be like hiking. So you're going to be sweating everything out. So that's like actually not.
But
that
I think
good
getting rid of the bad stuff is worth
it. It's better than whatever parasites are going to be in the water. But also, we're like eating. He's going to the fucking Army Surplus store to get us MREs. He said he dropped
MREs.
MREs. We're eating MREs.
What's going on?
Whoa, this is a weird.
Yeah. I know. And then I go, well, you should bring something, you know, to charge your phone so we can listen to music. And he just goes, no, there will be no music. I'm like, what?
Tess, what is your life insurance policy worth?
Jesus. I'm personally very glad you're doing this. So we've been talking about like an IUD and some stuff that like, and you're going to do this. So I'm like, these are things that I want to do, but you're my like guinea pig.
I'm happy to be the canary in the cave for you. Yeah.
You can do them before me.
Yeah. Because I feel like if I can't hang, you can't.
No.
Yeah, so that's I think I'm agreeing. Yeah.
It's so funny that we're so free as people. We're like, I'm going to go maybe endanger myself for fun.
Yeah, just you know what I mean? Novelty. Like, see if I can survive.
Just to know what you can do out there in the world.
And then he tries to tell me, he goes, you know, when you have to shit, you're going to have to find a log and shit on the log and then bury your shit. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Shit on the log.
Are you mansplaining shitting in the woods to me right now?
I shit in the woods before I met you, dude. Don't worry. It's not my first shit in the woods.
Now, I do have to say, Tess, you call yourself a very bad packer.
Yes.
So how is the preparation for this?
Yeah. That is such a good point. And
you can't bring any heels.
No.
I believe that you said that you like to pack by mood or something.
Yeah. That's just a style.
It's very abstract, my packing style. And there's no room for error on this trip.
No.
Yeah. I could see that being a huge downfall of mine on this trip.
Yeah.
For sure. Because I'm an overpacker.
Right.
So that's going to be right away. I'm going to get fucked there.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be right. 2 days. You barely need anything.
Oh, it's 2 days?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be fine.
But like cold at night, guys?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
You're
like
going to be all right. You have another human body to keep you alive.
That's
You're
true.
Fine.
I'll be okay. Worst case scenario, it's the woods. I'll just get naked.
Yeah. Ain't nobody else up there.
Exactly.
Until
there
is.
The only crazy motherfuckers out there. We're going to go fuck on a branch.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm literally like setting my email away message. I'm like, sorry, I'm off fucking on a branch. We could have been at Luau Larry's in Catalina, but sure, honey.
Yeah.
Let's go fuck on a
Have you guys ever been to Catalina? I heard it's fun, but I also heard it's like lame.
It's like fine.
Is it?
Both. Yeah. It's about like 1 day's worth of things and maybe like an overnight. Night and a nice breakfast, and then it's time to leave.
Yes,
I usually do a whole weekend there. Love it more than most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just heard you go for free on your birthday. So
exactly.
I was like, maybe
I don't
my
think
birthday.
Anymore. I think
that sucks.
Yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, unfortunately,
that was
what
a huge
fuck?
Perk.
That was that was the only reason I wanted.
Yeah, because it's expensive.
Yeah, the what is it? It's like $40 or something on the ferry.
Like each way, isn't
it? 20 each way.
Oh, it's only 20 each way.
23 each way, I think.
Okay, well that's. Not bad, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth it. It's a thing to
do.
It's
fun.
You know? Yeah, me and my boyfriend went, and it's like a
Yeah, that's fun.
The water is significantly clearer than it is off the coast of LA. So, like, really cool snorkeling.
Water off the coast of LA is disgusting.
Yeah. Truly heinous.
Yeah, I haven't done snorkeling. I didn't get to do anything like snorkeling. I would like to do something like that. Or, like, drive one of the golf carts. We didn't really do any of that
shit. Yeah, see, you need a whole weekend to do this stuff.
So, there's an alien tour that was not working when I was there, but it did have 4.5 stars on Yelp. So
that's dope.
It sounded pretty sick. And there is a ghost tour as well, but it was 1 star.
Yeah. So, gotcha.
Yeah. I will actually post when this episode comes out. I wrote, I think, a really good article about Catalina that I will post.
Oh, yeah. You went and camped.
Oh, yeah. You camped there.
Well, see, you're local. Fine. You'll be fine.
I camped by myself. This was so fun. I was there writing about Catalina. And so I camped because they didn't give me enough. Like, they paid for me to go out there, but they didn't give me a hotel.
You couldn't even Airbnb?
No. I was just like, well, I was only doing a freelance article
for a website.
You want to make
money.
Yeah, I want to make money. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just go by myself. So that was my first time camping alone, which was actually like amazing. Mm-hmm. So I camped. I went in the town because I was like writing a story. So I was like interviewing people all night. I ended up getting drunk by myself at the bar in town. Mm-hmm. On the way home, I bought a Red Bull because I'm addicted to coffee. Mm-hmm. And I woke up alone in a tent, like cradled up to my own Red Bull. And I was like, you did it. You're a self-sufficient bitch.
How are you going to handle the coffee situation?
I already thought about that. I'm going to pack no dose.
Oh, good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. But then Sean brought up that that's going to dehydrate me. This is going to be awful.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's
true. Yeah.
All of the elements that you've given me, without even considering the nature elements that you're going to have to endure, it's going to be bad. Yeah. Can't wait. This is going to be like even worse than going to IKEA with like your significant other. It's going to be a really great test of your relationship.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So you'll either get through it or you'll be getting a divorce on your way back. So.
Either way, it'll be a story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
You get a new bit out of it, dude. It's totally worth it for the bit.
Exactly.
Do it for the bit.
Anytime anybody tells me something horrible, I'm like, oh, it sounds like a great bit. You're gonna have a great bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's the nice thing about comedians is you get too used to that and you start doing dumb shit for a story, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, you're like, I haven't written a new 5 minutes in a while. Let me just person looks scary. Yeah, my see what happens.
Considering my first 5 years were only material about who I had sex with, I definitely relate to this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Problem.
I remember when I first started dating Sean, I was like, but what about all my ho jokes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, because it was
because you could be like, well, I'm this now. Before this, it's that you can always do it that way.
Yeah. But you're not getting new ho jokes.
No.
Yeah.
I'm in a lovely relationship, but I've been talking about how I've been doing the Lord's work by fucking incels. So I mean, I'm still doing it.
Yeah. Okay.
But he knows. Yeah. He knows it's not true. But
yeah.
Still a funny bit.
I want to say
it's more than a tweet. God damn it.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Speaking of, I tweeted last night that I was horny and alone, I just would like to go over a few of the DMs I got.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's great.
After that happened.
What time was this? 4 a.m. 5 a.m.
4 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just got a DM that said, uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
From Mark, who...
Oh, we're naming names.
Just says Mark.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
His social security number is...
Here's his credit card info.
Protected account, so I can't see.
Oh.
And doesn't follow me. So it's like, how did you find this?
Ew. That's so weird when people do that.
Yeah.
Like, how? I got a like the other day from
Were you like searching horny?
Probably. Yeah. That's probably absolutely what Mark was doing.
Yeah.
So Mark said, uh-oh. I think I deleted another creepy one, so there was another one. Mm. And then this guy's his display name is... # 3 Eyes Dream equals reality.
What?
His thing says 3 Eyes spiritually enlightenment, 3rd Eye Tribe, love, #indigo, balance.
Joe Rogan is my God.
Basically. What did he have to say?
Before you judge, I also fucks with cars and real estate.
This is all in his bio?
#art produce, #music.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Wow. And he said, hi, how are you?
That's great.
And then somebody else just said, you're hilarious, thanks for the laughs.
That's so always nice.
And they follow me, so they're
nice.
That's the person who I fucked.
Perfect.
You get to come.
A 20-year-old boy named Pringles that doesn't follow me like a tweet from 2015 last night. That was like,
Jesus, how fucking deep are you going in this?
Yeah. The tweet is, our bones hurt when we're old and we die alone because we were all once teens who tipped our waitresses badly. They're like, what about that did you Google?
Wow.
Like, yeah. It was like a weird like 3 a.m. like, and I was like, what? Pringles?
Yeah.
Doesn't follow me.
Like, okay, man.
It might have been somebody else, like, retweeted somebody else that they were stalking who retweeted a tweet of yours.
It might have
gotten like that. It might not be as stalkery as we think.
You were like the dolphin in the tuna net.
Yeah, yeah.
Of that stalkerness.
Yeah. For sure. I can take Pringles. It's fine.
Yeah. Once he popped your Twitter, he couldn't stop.
No.
Is there a child out there named Pringles? There probably is.
At this point, without question. Sure.
I think every product has at least been named a child once.
What brand would you name a child after?
Oh, 7-Eleven.
Mm.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, it's like a Seinfeld 7. They wanted to name
Call him Sevy for short.
Right?
Yeah.
Sevy! Get back in the house!
Yeah. Sev.
The Sev.
I'm not a huge Starbucks fan, but I do think Starbies would be a good... Starby
it's very
would be
cute.
A good
Starby. I like it.
My little Bucksy boy. Aw, mommy loves you.
I would just call them Arby's to piss them off real bad.
Like, oh yeah?
Applebee's.
Oh, Applebee's is a great name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Applebee's.
Is it Applebee's or Applebee?
Applebee. Applebee's. Is my child.
Right.
My child Applebee's.
Yeah.
Applebee.
Oh, Applebee's is he would name it with the S.
No, I think Applebee and then their possessions would be Applebee's. Applebee's. Blue margarita.
Have you seen Applebee's diaper bag?
There it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, God. Because Gwyneth already has Apple.
Yeah.
It's basically there.
Yeah.
By the way, what an asshole to call your kid Apple. Come on. Applebee's is way more respectable than Apple.
It's way classier.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's trying so hard to be classy. I just don't believe her anymore.
Because apple isn't even anyone's favorite fruit.
No.
It's the most basic ass shit.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Was eat it because we were told to eat it because
kumquat,
our healthcare is
dude.
Bad in
name
this
your kid kumquat.
Kumquat is
it.
That's one of those words that you just can't hear enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love the word kumquat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely good.
Yeah.
It's got cum in it.
Exactly. And
it's delicious.
Which also sounds dirty for some reason.
Yeah.
This is my baby cum. This is my baby quat.
I have a kumquat tree.
Do you?
Oh, no way.
Did you guys know that that's what marmalade is made out of?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Oh, I didn't. I thought it was oranges.
Well, there's apricots.
They have orange marmalade, but there's also, but regular old ass marmalade.
It's the
quatty.
Yeah.
The quatty potty.
What the fuck is kumquat? I don't even know. Can you just eat it? Or?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They're not amazing raw. They're like kind of bitter.
Okay.
Somebody should do a Halloween costume called kumquato, and then it's Quato from Total Recall, but just eating a bunch of marmalade.
Quasi Quato. It's just
Quato
with a humpback.
I think Quasi Quato would be that Quato is the hump.
Yeah, Quato's right there.
You have a kumquat growing out of your back.
Yeah, exactly.
You want me to pop that? No,
stop
that's my quat.
Eating me.
Oh. Just cover it in marmalade.
Classic. We're going to go check out Paul Verhoeven.
We'll be back
in a second.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
Hi, I'm Carmen.
Oh,
you did it. Hell yeah. Jump right in there.
Thank you.
Do you have a MySpace? Did you have one?
I did. I had two.
Do you have
actually,
one?
I have one three
now?
Of them.
I think one of them's probably still there. Several ones?
Because I was, before I was a comic, I was a photographer. So I had one for photos, one for comedy, and then one for my bidding, my dirty, dirty bidding.
Ooh, oh, nice. Yeah. That's good to
private
not
times.
Shit where you eat on MySpace.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's
I
smart.
Had all my shit was separate. But I think there's still, the comedy one is still, the comedy one, because I think I deleted my old school one because it was like some drama or something back in the day. But I think my photo and my comedy one's still there.
I'm a little surprised we haven't gone back for irony's sake.
Because no one wants to try to figure out their password.
It sucks. That's the thing. It sucks. As a platform, it sucks.
It's really sad. Yeah.
Well, now it's all music, too.
Yeah.
It's like doesn't make sense anymore.
Yeah.
Because I logged in a few months ago. Yeah.
If SoundCloud rappers were uncool. You know what I mean? It's just really bad. Just untalented. Just, 8-bit music that nobody wants to fucking hear. It's brutal.
Yes, exactly.
At least they have each other now, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, their own little corner.
Who was in your top eight? Do you remember like what your, for any of your profiles, were you like, was your photography one like a networking top eight and then you had your real top eight?
My comedy one was probably just all my favorite, because I didn't have like,
when I started doing stand-up, I didn't have like a lot of famous people to really look up to at the time. So it was just like I had, it was like a small enough scene where it was weird because it was a small enough scene, but there was still like a hierarchy within it.
Yeah, yeah.
So there were like the guy, and it was mainly guys because it was almost, I mean, when I started comedy, there wasn't very many chicks. I think there was like three in our scene for 10 years. You know what I mean? So it was just the guys that were doing it professionally were like, I was like, oh, those dudes are my, those guys get it. The guys get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember mine was like, I was like so obsessed with the whole Wet Hot American Summer crew. And there was two of them were in a band, like Michael Showalter and some other guy were in a band. And I put them in my top eight to like try and be their friend or something. But they put me in theirs. And I was like, this means that I'm friends with what the fuck.
That was the beginning of letting the internet make us feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was the top eight was fun because then you had like people that you legit and then you had like people that like, I want you to like me. So I'm going to put you here. So maybe you could know that I like you that much, you know?
Oh, yeah. Totally. It's kind of a nice little.
It's a good lesson in networking.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I like a social networking, if you will.
If you will. Yes.
Yeah.
Man, MySpace Tom's got it right. I looked him up recently to be like, what's that guy up to now?
Oh, yeah, and he's got a great life, right?
He's got a great life. He just sold the company for $500 million. And he just...
Tom?
Yeah. He's out. Yeah, he's out. His Instagram is...
$500 million?
Yeah.
Who
would
jokes
buy
on
that
whoever
fucking
bought that?
Horseshit?
Yeah.
For
I know,
half
right?
A billion
Who did
dollars?
Buy it? Do we know?
Ooh, I don't know.
Somebody.
Somebody definitely
somebody
bought it.
Somebody lost $500 million.
Yeah. Now he's just like a photographer on tropical islands. And he's just like, my day's pretty great. He's just got nothing to worry about.
I would rather be him than Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah, well, Zuck, I mean, he's still working. Tom's done.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have to check out. He's retired.
Yeah.
Also, then you're not partially responsible for like the breakdown of humanity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Tom, that's the whole thing is Tom wasn't fucking, he wasn't selling anyone's information. He was just like, hey, you guys can all talk to each other now. Isn't this cool?
Yeah. Much better dude.
Whereas Mark's like, let's see what we can do.
Oh,
with
God,
this.
His weird little like lizard face.
God, I hate it.
He's like legit, like, he's the one that makes me think I was like, maybe there is lizard people because he straight up looks like a lizard in a mask.
He did not do a good job.
Yeah, he looks like he blinks sideways for sure. Absolutely does.
He's got a forked tongue.
Yeah.
Gotta hide it.
Yeah. I just remember for some reason his wedding photo is being really obnoxious.
I'm not surprised.
That was
that.
Like the thing that tipped me over the edge. He had like the corniest wedding photos.
Oh no.
Well, he doesn't know how to be in a picture.
No, exactly.
He also like... doesn't know how to be a person.
Yeah.
Like that's why he
created. Yeah, he was like a really nerdy dude who got insanely rich. Not a good combo for.
I remember I did a stand-up show once that like the only audience member that was there was Jesse Eisenberg. It was just all comics and then Jesse Eisenberg. It was that Beer in the Shower, my old show at Dreams. And he sat like right in front of the stage and it was very intimidating because he had just done Social Network.
Yeah.
And it was very intimidating feeling like you were doing stand-up like just for Mark Zuckerberg.
That's so
well, it's
weird.
Also funny to be intimidated by one of the least intimidating men I've ever seen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I was like, there's no way I can't beat that guy up without question.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean? He actually looks like a dude I might have bullied in like elementary school.
Did you bully boys?
Yeah.
That's
all
great.
The time.
Mm-hmm. Did you get in trouble for it?
I mean, when I beat him up, and then I was like, you're really going to tell on me? You're really going to tell on me that I hit you? What a fucking pussy. Like, I was just such a jerk, too. Poor Fabian. He had no idea.
Fabian.
What's Fabian up to?
Well, he shouldn't have tried to cut in front of me when I was trying to play Foursquare, fucking piece of shit.
No. That'll do it.
Yeah.
That's probably a very, like, inline husband somewhere.
Better be. Yeah, you whipped him into shape for sure.
My dick move in elementary school is I would, like, I loved when boys would fall in love with me and then I would make them fight over me.
Oh my God. Wait, how much did this happen? Multiple times?
Okay, it just happened once, but I dragged it out for like 3 months.
Oh my
That's impressive.
Yeah, and like there was a whole storyline and I would act like really upset about it and I would have people come talk to me about it and then they did fight in the sandbox and I was like, whoever wins.
Ah, so what happened with the winner?
He was my boyfriend for a few months.
Wow.
And then...
You dated the other one? Because you were like, let's see what this one
was. I was such a bitch. The other one bought me a fake diamond necklace for Valentine's Day the next year. And I wrote a word problem in math class about how much it cost and how it was cubic zirconium.
This is elementary school?
Yeah.
I pretended I was Captain Picard. There was a tree that I said was the Enterprise, and then like a bunch of kids would come over and they'd be like, give me an away mission. I'd be like, go get some fucking pine cones. That's what I did. I ran the schoolyard.
Early elementary school.
Early elementary school.
Later, I did, I mean, I did some shitty stuff for sure. I wrote a kid a fake crush letter from a girl.
I never did that.
I'm glad I wasn't the only asshole.
I was too busy forging notes for my teacher so I wouldn't get in trouble at home.
I convinced a bunch of first graders Freddy Krueger lived in the woods.
Nice.
Yes.
That's nice.
Haunting.
It was pretty fun.
We've all got our skeletons, guys.
Our elementary skeletons.
Yeah.
You gotta start it young.
I actually really did like that necklace, Jeff. That was the other thing. I loved it. Like, every time anyone came over to babysit me, I'd be like, look what a boy gave me. I'm such a dick.
All right.
That's so funny.
Anyway, so we're going to do one of those MySpace surveys that they remember.
I do remember those random ass surveys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, you're going to do
then
one
I totally
now.
Forgot all about those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
which, because I was just like, I always thought it was so, those things were so, because there was always in like Young Miss and like, and you know, Cosmo for underage ladies. They're always so stupid.
Yeah.
And I remember I used to read them and then I would read the end and I was like, oh, you guys are dicks. Like, there's no useful information in these.
No,
not at all.
You just want to feel like you're finding out about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't. That's what I mean.
No, you really
don't learn anything out
at all. It's worse than a horoscope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We're going to learn about Carmen right
now.
Let's
do it. I can't wait.
When you think of your MySpace, it might make your heart race. You should get a red face when it seemed like a girl.
Question: don't you think that running around revolving doors is fun?
That's a good question.
Well, if somebody else is in there with you, then it's fun. I mean, if not, you're just trapped.
Yeah.
See, we've learned something about it.
Okay, what is the best feeling in the world?
Mm.
The best feeling in the world? I mean, is this supposed to be for someone underage? Is it not coming?
No,
that's probably
you can answer.
The answer.
Yeah, it's obviously coming.
Coming's pretty rad.
Yeah,
I'm like a big fan of coming. big fan of coming.
Top eight.
Yeah, coming is for sure in the top eight.
I would put coming in my top eight for sure, without even questioning. It would be in my top four. Remember, because you could change it.
Oh yeah,
and where you could only have
set. You had to cut people out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you really start fucking with them.
Yeah. And then people would get mad. Hey, I was in your top eight last month, and then I'm not in your top eight anymore. Is like something wrong?
Things change.
I just like to rotate my top eight a lot. I used to lie to people and say that, but I didn't want them in there anymore. Also, killing on stage. There is probably. Oh, I mean, yeah. I totally get why so many comics do coke, just because they're trying to recreate that, and it does. It's not the same. It's definitely not the same. One's like real euphoria, and one's synthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you don't have the "I hate myself" immediately after when you kill on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so much about that, like how I am such like a joy seeker because the highs you get from performing are just so high.
Yeah.
It's like the rest of my life feels so blasé in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, it's like, I want everything to be that fun, but it's not possible.
Yeah.
It's hard to like.
But that's what makes it hard to like to be even keel, like without having these huge swings, you know? Like it really does. Like killing on stage really does create kind of a bipolar like comfort in that like you're okay, I'm gonna if I don't get on stage like after a week, I am a complete cunt, like with a insufferable to be around, just a complete asshole for no reason, and then I'll get up and then I'll be like, oh, Yeah, right, I'm fine.
Yeah. It really is a lot like coming.
Yeah, it really is like,
oh, why am I so tense?
All pent up. Yeah, it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah,
it is amazing because I feel like in those situations, I have so much energy, and it's like those sets are crazy because you're like, oh, like it's just been building.
Seriously, it's the fucking best, dude. It's so good.
Yeah. And it is a relatively small number of minutes of your day.
Yeah.
Compared to the other, if you're lucky, you're on stage for an hour. You have 23 other hours.
Yeah.
It also makes me really hyper. That's why I have a hard time.
Well, that's the adrenaline, dude.
Yeah. But it takes like a few hours for it to wear off for me.
Oh, definitely.
I hear a lot of people say that. I don't have that problem.
You don't get hyper after?
I'll get hyped for a minute, but like not like that long.
It's like hours for me.
So, dude, because if like especially if I do several sets, like yesterday I did three different sets, right? By the third set, I was just yelling at the audience. I just had so much energy, and I was like, "You guys don't fucking understand. I'm high as fuck right now on no drugs, okay? Yeah. So you guys are gonna have to deal with this shit because I'm peaking, dude. I'm and I can't, like, I can't not like before I did stand up. I was insufferable. Just because I would have that energy and no place to put it.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Mm-hmm. For sure.
That's how you end up being like one of those assholes that goes to karaoke six nights a week.
Yeah. Calls it a show.
Thank God. Yeah. It wasn't bad. I was very well aware of what it was. But I still needed to get on stage.
I knew this girl who used to make flyers for her karaoke.
Oh, God.
That's disgusting. No. Well, that's delusional. Exactly. See, that was the whole thing is I just wanted the microphone and I could sing decently. So, and then, you know, you still get the accolades because most people can't. And they go in there and they just know the chorus.
Yeah, the bar is pretty low. Most people go to karaoke not even knowing where the song goes. Like, they just remember, like, three words of it. And they're like, oh, I still have to sing the whole rest of the song?
Yeah.
We've all had that experience.
I had such... I went to Brass Monkey the other night for the first time forever, which is, like, you know, old school karaoke spot in Koreatown. And there was... It was so, so much fun. I mean, the cast of characters there. Like, it was just so fun to watch everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Brandy knows. She hosted karaoke.
As a former karaoke host, it's very fun to go.
Oh, and dude, I did it
to
toe in.
Not to host, but to watch it. As an outsider. Yeah.
It feels like PTSD now.
But it was so weird. At one point, this two people got up to sing Beauty and the Beast, which, whatever, weird choice. But so they're singing, you know, Tale as Old as Time, whatever. And the guy, like, I don't know what was going on, but he literally froze. Like, maybe he had stage fright or something. But he just, like, didn't know what to do. He was just standing there. Nothing was happening. And this other guy who was apparently a stranger went up to him and corrected his posture and, like, pulled him up straight and, like, made him, like, you know, correct and then, like, ran away. And I was like, what just happened?
Wow, that's a regular move. That's for sure.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
But the guy wasn't even singing. He was just literally standing like a stick. And then he for sure didn't do anything after that because he was just like,
why would you touch me?
Yeah.
It was so strange. I was like, okay, I don't know what that was about.
Yeah.
Karaoke people seem like a wild crowd.
Yeah. It was really amazing. Yeah.
We used to. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say Sean and I do Friends in Low Places because neither of us can sing that well, but he's kind of the weakest link and like he always wants to-
I love that you're like, neither one of us can see, but he sucks worse, so.
Well, because
he's going to leave you in the woods.
The
it's going to be very funny.
You're probably willing to go for it more than he is, right?
Yeah. Sean likes to be a little bit dignified.
Yeah, he doesn't. And you really got to let it go. And like, or you know what? Actually, when he sings, it's kind of the opposite. I'm going to be honest. I tell him this to his face. I've never met someone so tone deaf.
Wow.
Like, he gets really enthusiastic, but that's all he has.
Right.
Like, when he sings.
But that's all you really need for karaoke. As long as you're having fun, people don't care that it sounds bad, as long as like it's a good vibe.
Yeah. But I mean, like, if you heard this.
He used to do Kelly Clarkson a lot.
Yeah, and how he sings that song, like, I'm going to try to impersonate it. It's like, since you've been gone. That's literally how he would sing that song.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So he just doesn't get how things go up and down either.
No,
he's
just making up notes out of thin air. Yeah. I'm trying.
Since you've been gone. Since you've been gone.
Yeah, that's exactly how he sounds.
Been waiting for the first time.
Baby, you are a firework.
Oh man!
God. We used to have a regular guy. This dude would come every week. He would request Clint Eastwood by the Gorillaz, and he would go, "You guys want to hear the real song or freestyle?" And everyone would say nothing, and he would just go, "All right, freestyle."
Oh, no.
And And then he would do the exact same freestyle rap about how great Eagle Rock was. I mean,
how was it?
It was a thing.
And he could say it. It was awful.
It was bad. Yeah. His girlfriend, bless her heart, came every week and watched him and walked right up to the stage and would just like sit there and...
See, I think she's part of the problem. You know what I mean?
Probably.
She's be honest enabler. With these motherfuckers. Yeah.
I'm glad they have each other, though. Like, partner off. You do that. I only need to see you for 5 minutes a week.
She has to deal with it for the next 6 days.
Exactly. Keep that dream alive, girl.
Because God only knows if he's going to another karaoke place every night to do it in different places. Exactly. I'm trying to get my name out there, babe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm doing a tour. Oh,
no, that definitely is a tour. Well, like, that's like...
I mean, do you guys think it's possible to do a karaoke tour?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't I feel like some people do lip sync tours, so I
yeah. Yeah, I don't want to condone it, but it's definitely been done. Sponsored by a bowling shirt of some kind.
Were you one of the karaoke hosts? This was like a big trope where a karaoke host would literally just host karaoke so they could sing and show off.
No, Brandy was not that.
No,
I did it for the money.
Oh, yeah. It was like totally money based. And to rag on people. Like, it like honestly helped me as a comic, as like a host, because it was like, you don't have bits. Mm-hmm. But like, I, you know, people are taking a minute to come up on stage. You're like kind of just fucking with the energy of the room and stuff like that. So it was like, I never counted it as the sets, but it definitely like added to my weird skill set in some way for sure.
Did you every once in a while get up there and sing?
Yeah, if like it was like there was dead, but like if I had a list, I was like, no, give me money. Like I don't. Yeah. I'd rather you tip me than I usually would start off a night with a song or something. I did like Bad Moon Rising all the time because that song was like warning you not to leave your house.
Oh,
so that was a fun just a message to the room.
I mean, I can't host karaoke because I would werewolves. Totally be that bitch.
Oh yeah.
I would totally be that bitch who was singing way too much if I hosted. You would. So, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely would.
There's no way I could be a host.
Well, Androsky would fill in for me sometimes, and he was definitely that guy. Right. He would just do so many songs. Mm-hmm. I'd come back in the next week, and the regulars would be like, he did all the hits.
That's the thing. You can't blow the wad. You can't do Four Non-Blondes as the host.
No. That's not your role.
No.
Absolutely
Deep
not.
Deep cuts only.
Yes, exactly. I used to make people justify Don't Stop Believing to me, though. I'd be like, what?
Why?
I'd be like, because people would sing
much. Why do you want to sing it? Tell me.
Yeah. And like, what is the thing that you are singing that you don't want to stop believing in? Like, write me an essay. Yeah. Draw me a chart of some kind.
Tell me how this is going to make the world a better place.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I would like to see from you before you can sign up for this song.
My buddy used to host karaoke. He used to be the guitar player for Bonnie Raitt. And so he was like hosting karaoke, and he wouldn't let anyone sing Bohemian Rhapsody. He was like, no, you're not going to disgrace that song.
It's really
it's too long of a song.
It's another one where people don't remember how challenging it is.
Yes.
And all the different parts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know. And it's like, and it's also just never good. It just sounds so bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's just one of those songs that most of karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you can do a fun, that's the whole thing is like, that's where people always go wrong at karaoke because they pick the wrong songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? When you're picking a sappy-ass ballad or whatever, you know what I mean? There's no talent coordinator here, motherfucker.
Yes.
Sing a Stevie Wonder. Sing a fucking fun song everybody can sing along to.
Yes.
And be done with it.
This is
Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
I hate Sweet Caroline because of karaoke. But sing it. I don't give a shit.
Absolutely.
I will say Don't Stop Believing from working in a bar. There's a very insane phenomenon with that song where like, because I worked at like a big bar and that song would come on the jukebox pretty often. And every time it came on, everyone in the bar having their separate conversations would, without fail, all start singing it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, Sweet Caroline is also one of those songs that's
That is cool. Like, even as annoying as that song is, it's like cool to see that.
But it's almost like a reptilian thing because it was like they just had this Pavlovian response to it where they'd be mid-conversation and they would just have to start singing.
Weird.
My favorite was when somebody picked it and they couldn't pull it off because you'd feel the whole room be like, oh shit, it's that time of night. It's time to do this. And you're just like, this is my name, girl. And just to see everybody just like angrily turn away from the stage, I would just be cackling in the corner.
It's so funny. This is a good segue to my party story. But
When
I went to karaoke, I was, you know, like I wanted to sing, but the guy had 10,000 slips and I was like, whatever, it's probably not going to happen. But, like, I was just, like, people were just fucking up left and right. And I was like, these people want to dance. Stop singing your fucking pretty ballads.
Yeah, I know.
So, and I finally got to go up there and do I Will Survive and got everyone to dance. And it was really fun. But, yeah, I'm crazy about dance music and making people have fun.
Yep.
Which to a bad level. I was at a party.
You're a little dictator.
Yes. Yeah. Last weekend, it's so funny to be so intense about people having fun. It's like just such a funny.
Dude, I'm the same way. Like, really? It's like I love drugs to the point where you make it not cool anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you want to do cocaine? Yeah, but until when your nose starts bleeding, get the fuck out of here, dude. You obviously can't handle your shit. You know what I mean? Or anybody that's like wants to do drugs and then is not capable. Well, you got to be functional. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You have to be. Yes, exactly. I think we've learned that. We do stuff, but you know how to handle yourself.
Be a grown up.
Be able to handle your shit.
That's like what our generation is contributing. Like, sure, we may not own houses,
but we know how to do our drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. You know, if you go with me to Vegas, I'm like, bitch, get a Red Bull. Yeah. It's night two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had lots of Vegas nights and not had one, well, maybe a few hiccups, but not really any major.
We're very good at
major blowouts.
Yeah.
Just to hydrate.
Yeah, exactly. Hydrate, baby.
Caffeine and water.
Know yourself.
Are your friends.
Yes.
But yeah, I went to this party last weekend, and it was like, it just felt like such a douchey fucking party. It felt like really Hollywood. I hadn't been to something like this for a while, and I was like, ugh. And there was like some famous people around, and it's just like a weird vibe. And so we go in, and so we're in like the dance room, and the lighting's terrible. It's way too bright. And
you're the Todd Glass of the Hollywood Hills party.
I am. It's so important.
Lower the lights,
you know, for people who want to dance. And it's just, and also the lighting itself is just so like fluorescent and shitty, you know?
Yeah,
and
so everybody looks like a zombie.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts, dude, because like I said, I was a photographer before. I was like, why do you have any blue hue at all ever?
No.
It just makes everyone look sick.
It was just everyone talking in this like thing. So we turned down the lights a little bit, and then I was trying to find. So Haley Joel Osment was there, and I was trying to find like the
a
source.
Ghost.
Yeah, he was a ghost. Yeah. And I was trying to find the source of the music forever. I finally find it's just like plugged into an iPad, and I can't get onto the iPad because of the password, but I can at least like skip shitty songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we like do it. We're like, finally, like, oh, here we go. The music's up. We're, you know, and everyone's dancing. Mm-hmm. It's like finally like getting there. And I literally everyone's dancing to the twist. They're doing the twist with the Beatles. And I'm like, yes. And the guy shows up it's been like an hour and it's his, you know, place. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, can you like put your password in here so that I can like
DJ?
Yeah. And he was like, he was super coked out. And he was like, no, I spent 5 hours on this playlist. No, you're not. You can't. And I was like, dude, I just got everyone dancing. It like really took a lot of work.
Yeah.
And he was like, no. And he switched the song in the middle of everyone doing the twist.
Ugh.
He switches the song and literally clears out the entire dance floor.
Wow. Happy?
Yeah.
Good
so
job,
I was
buddy.
Like, okay, bitch. So I just sat there and like angrily like,
your party sucks.
Yeah. I sat there. But it was funny because when we started yelling, we like yelling at each other about the... about the like thing, he was like, "I put 5 hours." And Haley Joel Osment was like, "Hey, let him do it." Haley Joel Osment is yelling at me to let him
to let him what
to let him DJ or whatever.
Haley Joel Osment took the cokehead side.
Well, he knew it. Yeah. To be fair, I was some random fucking bitch who showed
touching
up,
his iPad.
Took
fair,
over
fair.
This guy's place, and the first
but
moment,
dude, I do that at parties all the time.
Yeah, the first moment he met me, I was like, "Give me your password so I can."
Oh
DJ.
Man,
I mean.
To be fair.
Yeah. So I totally get from his side. I would have done the same thing.
Well, it's but also it, like, but it's a party. Why are you playing Echo and the Bunnymen? Like, listen to it when you're by yourself,
well,
you
like,
fucking weirdo.
The playlist was good. It was just playing
not
a few
working.
Too many, like, yacht rock style things that weren't dancey, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And
you need
like,
separate playlists.
Right. And so it was
you play that at the end.
Really funny. It was really funny. And then I just watched it die, and I, like, stared daggers at him, and I was like, I'm leaving! Like,
oh
it was so dramatic.
I'm gonna marry him.
Oh. Also named Jeff, so maybe the same one.
It was so funny because you had an Instagram story night, and Barbara,
so
it like wasn't even funny. She's just like, I have a fucking thing to say. If you have your iPad in the corner, give me your password because you don't know how to DJ.
Wow, it was like all iPads should just come like in case of Barbara Gray.
Yeah, exactly.
Special password for me. No, I was livid. Like, I mean, it would be nice
really
if I got mad about things that actually mattered and put that energy towards those things instead of. This, but I was very angry.
Well, we had you DJed a dance party last night, and it was funny because that got cut off at the last minute.
Oh my God.
I thought you were, because of this party,
right?
I thought you were going to actually. actually fight the bartender. He's like, we gotta get Barbara out of here.
They cut it off in the middle of All I Want for Christmas.
Yeah.
Fucking that's dickholes. Your closing song.
Like our friend group loves that.
Yeah, it's our closing. Yeah, it was very annoying.
Yeah.
But whatever.
We sang it a cappella though, because fuck them. Yeah. Fuck them. Oh, yeah. We know it. We know it.
That was our Footloose moment.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That was fun. Anyway, don't be a dick, Jeff.
That's just like an important lesson for all the Jeffs.
Yeah.
And Haley.
And Haley.
Honestly.
Take it easy, Haley, Joel.
You know what? I'm going to go back. I think these surveys were great. Look at all this wonderful content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was made for the original content.
Creator, you know, creator is MySpace surveys.
Tom knew what he was doing.
we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, we're back. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
I'm Carmen.
Hi, Carmen. let's do a lady problem.
Let's do
Hell
it.
Yeah.
Do you like to give advice?
Sure.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, why not?
They depend on
us. I'm opinionated and assertive, so sure.
No, that's about all you need. That's great. If you have lady problems, send them to ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Oh, man, he just texted me. That's so weird.
Oh, weird.
We were creeping on Barbara's
On my boyfriend at work because I have access to the security cameras. And he said, do I have access to rewinding the cameras? At 9:30, the biggest raccoon I've ever seen went through the front and under the blue fence into the playground area.
Dude, I love a raccoon, man.
Yeah.
Right?
His little spindly hands.
Yes. Little criminals.
Thieving. Oh, I fucking love
it. I love one.
Love a little criminal.
We came upon one walking my dog the other night, and he like was eating some cat's food around the corner, and he like just looked up with the food that he was still chewing in his mouth, and then he just slowly walked towards the tree, went about halfway up it, and just kept looking at us, just like, are you gonna leave?
Yeah.
So I can finish the food.
They always are like, do you mind?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love the confidence of a raccoon.
Yeah.
Dude, I was driving home and I made a left turn because I live like at the base of a mountain. I made a left turn. There's usually like coyotes and shit around, mm-hmm. but there was a raccoon in the middle of the road, and then I swerved and not hit it, and I hit the fucking curb.
Oh.
And that raccoon cost me like $1,500.
Wow.
No! Yeah.
Good karma for you though.
Yeah. It'll come back.
I kind of wish I hit him. And if it would have been any other type of animal, I probably would have hit him. But I'm just such a fan.
I know. They're just fucking
really
great.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Assholes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Adorable.
Yeah.
There were two coyotes.
I love a cute asshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't we all? Don't we all just love a cute asshole? There were two coyotes right outside of my house last night when I went to take my dog out front. It's never happened before. And luckily he was on his leash because I like usually just like, if it's just a quick out front, I'm like, yeah, whatever, go down. But like, they both just were like, who are you?
Yeah.
And Jack was like trying to fight them immediately. And I was like, oh, no. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. No, honey, they're homeless. They'll kill you.
Yeah. Immediately put it back in the house. And I just came out and I just gave them both like a loud round of applause to get them out of there. She's like, fucking leave. Yeah. Very fun.
So who needs help? I'll help.
Okay. All right. One of our listeners.
If you have a lady problem, send it to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Lady.
Okay. Hi, ladies. I have been binge listening to your podcast these past 2 months. I'm a huge fan and really look forward to your podcast every Wednesday. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
My lady problem is a little complicated situationship that I feel happens a lot, but I want to know if you ladies think I am crazy or if this situationship completely normal. Never heard that word before. It is now my second year living in LA. The dating scene is a little bit rough. Oh, we know. I work in an office with people all about 15 to 20 years older than me, and I don't get out much due to how much overtime I used to work. I often use Tinder to get out, but it was such a mess. I would meet guys and have a great first date, and the dates would often try to take me home on the first date, and it's just not my style, so it wouldn't lead anywhere. Finally, I met a decent guy named Jay in August of last year. Jay and I exchange a few messages on Tinder. It quickly invites me to face-to-face or chat on the phone to see if we have chemistry to meet in person. Jay and I have talked every day since we swiped in August. We met a few days after talking on the phone and have been consistently dating ever since. Now, that's where my lady problem comes in. maybe a little old-fashioned, but usually when you start to get to a point where you've been dating about 6 months or so, I am used to getting into relationship territory. If I'm being honest, it usually happens after a few months versus six. So I'm trying to be patient and see where this goes. Mm. We have said we love each other. We have gone out of town and on overnight weekend trips. We see each other every weekend and a few nights a week. He always treats me well, and I have met a few of his best friends when they visit him in L.A. This weekend, Jay is flying me out to his hometown, Baltimore, Maryland, to meet his mom and other best friends.
I
have to ask, is this normal? Is dating without labels a big deal? I was completely comfortable because he is very upfront and honest with me at all times, and he treats me very well. But when it comes to labels and commitment in L.A., I feel like it's not a thing, or at least the men I have dated out here are not looking for that. Jay says he is scared to label things because he has been through a lot in past relationships.
No.
Jay
oh
was
almost.
Oh,
my God. But he's flying out
you're
to be in
a
relationship.
Mom.
You're
in
a
relationship.
Yeah,
who
you're
gives
in
a shit?
I mean.
Yeah. Jay was almost engaged and she put him through it. Whatever. Which I can respect, but I do tell him how I feel when people ask me at work or if I go out with coworkers for drinks, and I feel like I'm lying when I call him my boyfriend. Jay told me I am able to call him that, but he doesn't understand my needs to have a label, and that if he gives me everything a girlfriend would have, including exclusivity, that I should be fine and not concerned with pleasing
others.
Yeah,
if he's not fucking anybody else, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's the point. Like,
yeah.
that was the whole point of the label before,
yeah.
is to be like, mm-hmm. this is, mm-hmm. it's a possessive thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah,
if
yeah.
this guy is providing you with all of the things,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like,
it gets better though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Jay and I mesh very well in most things. I am a Taurus and 25, and he is a Capricorn and 12 years older.
37 years old.
37. Just
yeah,
FYI.
Man, that motherfucker ain't got shit going on
no.
but you, boo. I need
exactly.
to bring it to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on my patience, ladies, and I hate how insecure I feel. Am I giving into society's pressures too soon when I get insecure about this topic? This is the only topic we fight over other than that, we do make plans in the future to do other trips. Jay is also very career-driven and always working. When Jay isn't working, he is managing to see me. This is another reason he has as to why we aren't boyfriend-girlfriend yet. Jay said, right now, he doesn't have the time dedicated to me to be what I deserve, making a jerking off mm-hmm. thing, and that he would expect our next step is moving in, etc. I very quickly told him I am okay with our separate space and the time he gives me. Have you ladies ever been in a similar relationship? Do you have tips for being more confident in today's dating world? Thank you kindly.
This is so weird.
It's a weird,
it's like,
gaslighting thing.
You are
his
girlfriend.
You're his girlfriend.
Why is he not
She's
just
his girlfriend.
It?
Yeah.
Yes. And yes, I have been someone's fake girlfriend. And
yeah.
it's fucking bullshit. And I don't know if it's just an LA thing, but it's definitely happened to me with LA guys. Mm-hmm. And it's mm-hmm. like this thing where they want to have their cake and eat it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
They want all the fucking goodies that come with having a woman there supporting
mm-hmm.
them and doing all their bullshit and their
yeah.
emotional support.
Mm-hmm.
But while telling themselves that they don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still single. It's also, it's a weird power thing that he can hold over you because it's like the one thing that you really want and mm-hmm. he's giving you all the things.
But that's what I'm saying. But she's
yeah.
giving him that power.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
By,
yeah.
By her caring this much about a thing that he's providing with you without saying it.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's like you want that validation. Like, it's like, yeah.
But him flying you to meet his mom, I think he's validated.
But then why can't he just say it?
I think it's totally fair that she wants that.
You know?
Why is it bad that she wants that?
I don't think it's bad that she wants that, but I think if he's like, hey, it just makes me uncomfortable because of some shit I went through,
mm-hmm.
like, that doesn't mean that he's not your boyfriend anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like, he's not. If he doesn't want it to be called that, he's not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he said he didn't care if she called him his boyfriend.
Yeah. So I don't like it either. Because I'm like, well, then maybe if it's really the word girlfriend, then come up with a different word. Like,
honestly, all it feels like to me is an excuse that if he fucks somebody, he doesn't feel bad.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. He said he was exclusive with
her,
though.
He did, but that still reads to me that he's giving himself a hall pass.
Because what are the odds that it's truly just about the verbiage of that word?
Yeah.
Like, that's just, why would you be so stubborn if that's really all it was? Like,
yeah.
do you really care that much about the word boyfriend? And it is a very juvenile word.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
Partner, lady,
yeah,
friend.
Yeah, why is this the hill he's dying on if it really is just about the word?
Yeah.
Why is it? I mean, has she had a conversation with him about it?
She said what they fight about.
Yeah, it seems like that's like the one thing that they get into fights about, which
like,
is like.
Does she need to be like, all right, then. I'm not your girlfriend. Later. Does she need to give him a little bit of a, like,
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that could be like, because you, like, anytime you give anybody an ultimatum, that's like always mm-hmm. like a red flag to whoever the other person is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think if it's a conversation where, like, this matters too much, like, if, because mm-hmm. this is a hill she's willing to die on.
Yeah.
You know
it matters
what I mean?
To her a lot.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like.
Is it, it's, why is it not matter? It should, yeah. he shouldn't care about it, but she should. Like, that's what mm-hmm. I'm saying. Like, if it's the turn, like, the terms of the relationship are you're doing all of the things, but the words aren't. What's right? Like, why is that enough to break a relationship up over?
Like, why isn't what he wants mm-hmm. as
just
important
as important?
She wants?
Well, I think it's like, so if he's at a bar and like a girl hits on him, and then what does he say? Like, oh, I'm in a relationship with somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like he doesn't want to say that. It's like, I'm not, you know, it's like,
right.
That's where it's weird to me. Where I'm like, so what do you tell people? Who am I to you?
Right. Because it kind of people? Yeah. How are you explaining me to people? Do yeah. people know I exist?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
like weird because the friends from home do.
Yeah.
And the mom does.
Meeting his parents, but it's like, what do they think you are? Yeah.
Yeah. What did it's he like say weird... to his mom? I'm bringing home a chick.
Yeah. 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 This girl that I sleep with and have I'm emotionally attached to.
Yeah.
It seems like it's like a willfully obtuse thing for some. To me, it feels like some sort of weird power thing that he's playing a little bit. I don't know why.
I mean,
it's
it definitely
weird.
Feels like an elf, the LA thing of trying to yeah stay young forever and not
the fucking
be,
single guy,
not grow
yeah.
up.
Yeah, especially at 30. I don't know, 37. It's like
37.
37. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's like some shit mm-hmm. a 23-year-old LA guy would
yeah,
be like.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. It's like you're almost 40, dude. Like figure
nobody's
it out.
Nobody's gonna love you in like yeah. very few, very few minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Truly.
TikTok.
So that's that would be a conversation. Mm-hmm. I would have a conversation with him, and you should try to do it without and this is hard to do without being emotional about it.
Yeah.
But having a conversation with him where it's like, I would like to discuss the terms of our relationship. Are we yeah. legit exclusive? Mm-hmm. And ask and being like the Socratic method always mm-hmm. works, especially with guys because they like they can follow things linearly because they're fucking simple.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you can yeah, just yeah. easily walk them through it like, okay, why does this mm-hmm. why does calling our relationship in these traditional terms mm-hmm. why does that make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what happened in your past relationship that you feel like that it would be detrimental to us or make mm-hmm. you uncomfortable? Like just walk him through it.
Yeah.
So then maybe you could have an understanding of it and he can have an understanding of like what your needs are and why it is that you want that. Mm-hmm. Like you want to be, if he's going to be out there doing whatever the fuck, you want him to be like, nah, I got a lady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
and maybe explain to him that that's why you want those labels.
Yeah.
You want to be reassured yeah. that he is not acting motherfucking single.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
And tell him that's a desire that you have and it's justified in having that.
Yeah.
Or else you should be fucking other people.
Yeah.
You know?
Bottom line.
And
yeah, yeah.
and bottom line is you could probably be fucking way more people than him anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So if anything, like that's the whole thing. Whenever like it always baffles me when chicks get worried about guys being faithful because we're the ones that have dicks thrown at us,
yeah,
at us all the time. All the
mm-hmm.
time. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so this is, you have to remember that. You have to remember that you are coveted way more than this fucking dude mm-hmm. will ever be. Because mm-hmm. again, he's 37. He doesn't have a lot going on. I'm not saying you chose wrong. I'm just saying you're in a position of power and he's trying to act like he is in
yeah.
one and he's not.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't like how he was like, next step, we're going to move in. It's like, who fucking said that, Jay?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
the thing
where,
that feels a
yeah.
little bit like he's kind of gaslighting her because it's
yeah.
like she never talked about wanting to move in with this guy.
Yeah.
She just wants to be a couple. And he's like, well, then I would want to move in with you. Well,
yeah.
like, let's start with being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe then, what are we? We're roommates then? Like,
yeah.
What is the late? Yeah.
That also might be something that went wrong with him getting engaged. He probably fucking went too fast. And that might have
yeah.
been a thing where he's like, I don't want to say, because if we're boyfriend and girlfriend, we should move in together. But also,
yeah, yeah.
those terms should be discussed as well. Like,
yeah, yeah.
where it's like, no, we could be together, but not in the same room. Like, I shouldn't be
yeah.
locked in a lease with you just because I want to be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think, like, you need to say, like, hey, look, I know your past relationship hurt you, but I shouldn't be suffering because
no.
of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You shouldn't be passing that
on to
me.
I'm not that lady.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not her. I have nothing to do with her. It's not fair that you would,
yeah.
you know, and that's not a reality because we all have that issue with our
of course
relationships.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, fuck that. Yeah, you,
but
you're not
six
her.
Months
you didn't do that to him.
Well within reason.
You say
yeah.
I love you. I
yeah.
mean, come
you
on.
You say I love you. You're traveling to meet this guy's mom. I mean, you
yeah.
have every right to think that you're a couple because you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys, you're definitely a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. It just, it feels like weird power, especially maybe like with the age too.
Maybe that's what he's bringing her to meet his mom type of deal to see, to get her like, mm-hmm. like seal of approval before he's like, this is my lady. You know what I mean? Because a lot of dudes have that whole mom thing where it's like, if she doesn't get along with my family, it's not really worth it to me.
You're the only one that gets introduced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe it's having a natural, like, what does your mom think I am? Like, just like your friend that's coming out there, the girl you're dating, like.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely like a moment to have the conversation once you meet a family member.
For sure.
Or if you want to be a dick, like when you meet his aunt or his grandma, be like, hi, I'm the girl Jay fucks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He doesn't want me to say girlfriend. So.
Yeah, he wants to say girlfriend, but
if you want to pick a fight, that's definitely a good way.
Yeah,
to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Feel out the family.
See how they take it.
Have a couple of margs and see what happens. Yeah, yeah.
I haven't picked a fight in a while with my boyfriend.
Uh oh. I've been doing that on stage where it's like we fight with you because we're emotionally bored because we are it's we're easy.
Smart.
We're just smart. It's the same thing. It's like we're not thinking about things linearly. We think in a web. So there's like a lot going on. And if you don't engage us enough, we will entertain ourselves.
That is so true. It's like a cat needs to have a little mouse to kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It was like, because if you don't play with us, we're going to cheat on you and never tell you about it. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what's going to happen. So fight with me, motherfucker. You know? Fight with me. It's that easy. It's that you want to keep a woman, you fucking fight with that bitch. And then shake her shoulders and go, baby, I love you more than fucking anybody. And then they'll go, oh my God, okay. And that's all I want. That's all I want. I just want to be reminded.
Yeah, I mean, I used to be really bad about that, about picking fights and stuff. I think because of that reason. Too. I was just bored and like whatever. But I haven't done it. We've only had one fight so far. So
That's not really my style.
I don't know if I pick fights, but once I'm in one, because I'm so like, I am an Aries. Like once I'm in one, I will win it. And like I absolutely lose track of like what I'm being accused of. Like I just switched to I will win this.
Oh, it gets bad.
Yeah, I do. I always win. Always. Yeah. It's not over until I win.
For sure. Dude, that's the whole thing. Is like if they could just fit. Like it's not really. I don't think we're that difficult to navigate.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of you being like, oh, what's fucking wrong? We just be like, babe, like You could play a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So we can feel like we need a rush. It's the same shit with the getting on stage. We need the little fucking rush. Let me get the little rush. Let me yell a little bit because I need it, you know, because I got to get all this shit out because they don't have to deal with most of the shit that we have to deal with. So it's like we got all this extra shit going on that you don't know about. And honestly, I don't want to fucking talk to you about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
I just want to be able to get
it out this way. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like I'm not allowed to be angry anywhere else because I'm a bitch. So I'm gonna let it out. I'm either gonna take it out on you, or you're gonna let me get it out in a healthy way, and then I'll fuck the shit out of you afterwards.
That's the bargain. That's the bargain.
Yes.
And you know it kind of all's well that ends well.
Absolutely. Yeah. You still come in the end. So. You know
top
what I mean?
Four.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Top four. There it is.
Top four. Breakup coming. Top four. But yeah, let us know how it goes with Jay.
With Jay.
Old Jay boy.
He's Jay. Your boyfriend.
Yeah.
With your boyfriend who's,
Jesus.
Formerly known as your boyfriend Jay.
Thanks for doing the show, Carmen.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Where can people find you on all the internets?
You can CarmenMorales.com for all of your Carmen Morales needs. Follow me on all the assorted social media at The Funny Carmen. Please listen to my podcast, No Sir, I Don't Like It.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Fun. Patreon, we'll see you on Friday with our now top secret session with Carmen, which we're about to record.
Hell yeah. Ooh. And if you want to hear that and you're not part of our Patreon yet, go to patreon.com/ladytolady.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at ladytoladycomedy.
Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794, Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.